Welcome to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small, your source for the latest hunting and fishing information. Brought to you by LakeLink, your online fishing resource at lake-link.com.
Thanks for joining us on Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. I'm here with Mr. Hardwater Jeff Kelman. Tis the holiday season, and it's the ice fishing season as well. And Jeff will tell us how the Wisconsin Ice Fishing Show went last weekend up in Wausau. And I'll give you a report on my test drive this week of a 2014 Chevy Silverado, one kick butt truck, let me tell you. And we'll have a few holiday gift suggestions for that outdoorsman or outdoors gal on your list as well. Time now for the Madison Outdoors Report, brought to you by SCI Badgerland Chapter. SCI is first for hunters, scibadgerland.com, and by Bennett's Meadowood Country Club, 2009 Freeport Road, featuring working man lunches and evening specials Monday through Friday. And joining us now is Mark LaBarbera, our good friend and founder of the Outdoor Heritage Education Center. Mark, good to talk to you again.
Good to hear from you, Dan.
Now, you and I were both at youth hunts last weekend, and you were at a youth pheasant hunt at Wern Valley, weren't you?
Yep, we had a great event.
How did that go?
We had about 16 students, kids and adults.
Uh-huh.
Some people who had never hunted pheasants before, and it was great to see them get their first birds. We were at Wern Valley in Waukesha.
Sure. And Judy Nugent was there with a TV crew from Channel 10 from Outdoor Wisconsin, so we'll be featuring that show sometime this year.
That's an exciting one. I saw when they were filming, they caught some great action, birds rising, flushing, and the hunters, young hunters, old hunters, getting the birds with their first shot.
Really? Wow. Okay. And you say there were some older hunters, not 12 to 14-year-olds, who were hunting for the first time. What got them interested?
Well, the one lady who was a little older, Jo, she said that she was into dog training.
Uh-huh.
And because of that, she saw all the guys out at the West Dallas Kennel Club who were also who were into hunting. And she thought she would like to try it.
Uh-huh. Okay. And did she like it?
She absolutely loved it.
Good, good. Now, this was sponsored by the Friends of Poinette, right? The Friends of Poinette Game Farm?
That's right. Friends of Poinette Game Farm does Learn to Hunt programs. A lot of times they're at Poinette. They're deer, turkey. We're going to be doing some rabbits. This was the first pheasant hunt, Learn to Hunt program at Wern Valley.
Mm-hmm.
Had them at Poinette and had a great time with an all-female program earlier in the year. Of course, there wasn't the snow and there wasn't the cold weather that we had this weekend.
Right, right. That was kind of exciting. Now, SCI Badgerland Chapter, one of our sponsors here, they are working to develop new hunters as well, aren't they?
Oh, they have their fingers in so many different learn-to-hunt programs, hunter ed courses. They provide a lot of materials and a lot of support for the instructors and the people who train the trainers as well.
And the Hunter Expo is coming up at Kalahari. We've been talking about that the last couple times we've talked with you. Let's mention it again and talk about some of the details. First of all, that is on Super Bowl weekend, the 31st of January and the 1st of February, and it's Kalahari Resort in the Dells, right off the freeway.
That's right. Friday night is the youth night, and there's prizes and special raffles just for the kids. And then on Saturday is the banquet and auction where there's tons of raffles, prizes, auction items from all over the world and close to home, something for everyone's pocketbook. I mean, it doesn't matter. You don't have to be loaded in order to enjoy the opportunities there. Great discounts and deals.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, the evening events are sit-down dinners, and they're reasonably priced compared to some other fundraising banquets I've been to, at $45 for Friday and $50 for Saturday, and a little less for $10 less for youngsters 17 and under. But I understand that the daytime activities, doors open at 3 p.m. on Friday and at 10 a.m. on Saturday, and these are opportunities for the public who might not want to go to the banquet to attend the Hunter Expo and see some of the exhibits and actually talk to a lot of the outfitters, right?
Oh, it's a great way to get indoors to see a touch of the wild. I mean, there's mounted animals. There's great taxidermy. There's fun games, a lot of activities, a good family time.
All right. Well, Mark, again, I'm looking forward to spending some time with you, and I think your wife, Connie, will be there, right?
That's right.
And looking forward to seeing some of our friends and fellow chapter members at SCI Badgerland. That's Super Bowl weekend, Friday and Saturday. Mark, we've got to move on, but thanks so much.
Thank you, Dan. Take care.
You bet. Mark LaBarbera, founder of the Outdoor Heritage Education Center and the Madison Outdoors Report, was brought to you by SCI Badgerland and by Bennett's Meadowood Country Club. More Outdoors Radio right after this. Attention, Wisconsin hunters and conservationists. Dan Small here for SCI Badgerland chapter. Visit scibadgerland.com and discover great member benefits. Join me and other members at fun events in South Central Wisconsin. SCI Badgerland chapter welcomes new members who care about hunting and conservation and who want to have fun throughout the year while doing great things for the future of hunting. Learn more at scibadgerland.com. That's scibadgerland.com. Bennett's Meadowood Country Club, 2009 Freeport Road, just off Raymond Road and Highway 151, serves working man lunches and evening specials Monday through Friday. Stop in for great sandwiches and burgers, a fantastic Friday fish fry, and more at prices that are hard to beat. Bennett's Meadowood Country Club, where real people hang out. You'll always have friends at Bennett's, 2009 Freeport Road, just off Raymond Road and Highway 151 in Madison. So, Jeff, how was the ice fishing show in Wausau?
You know, the shows are always fun to do.
They
bring in quite a few different people, people that I see, you know, once a year maybe. So
right.
it's always kind of fun to catch up. And,
right.
You know, I use the shows as an excuse to get out and fish, too.
I
fished in the mornings before the show.
Yeah. Well, you're a glutton for punishment there.
Yes, absolutely. You know, it works out. It worked out in St. Paul, worked out in Wausau this year as well. And, you know, it was a fun show. We had a couple of new guys in the booth with us, Wayne Stoll. Chad Meyer, he's from the
sure.
Shelton area.
Sure.
Wayne Stoll, he's from the Wausau area. We had him in the booth. As kind of Chad's done his stuff before. Wayne's a complete newbie to it, and they did a good job talking and interacting with customers as they walked through. And it was a good taste for them to kind of whet their appetite with the show stuff, the pro staff stuff, the stuff you got to do
sure.
to earn the stuff that you're given. You know?
Absolutely.
And
yeah.
Berg, of course, was there. I did some seminars. Berg. Kind of man the booth, in charge. I never thought I'd ever put Aaron Berg in charge of anything. He was in charge of the booth while I was out doing seminars, and he's since gone up to Mille Lacs to get ready for the North American Ice Fishing Circuit
yeah.
Championship. So.
Well, Berg, he runs a boat on the charters, you know,
right.
Fishing
right.
with Josh Altman. In fact, we did a show with them, and he took command of the stern of the boat. We caught fish after fish. This was with Dumper
yep,
Dan.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's
yep.
going to air in just a couple of weeks on Outdoor
All right.
Wisconsin.
All right. Yeah, no, it's, Aaron would be good at the seminars. I'd like to see him get into the seminars
sure.
and stuff, too,
sure.
because he is really good with interacting with people face to face. And, you know, we had a good group of people there. I got to see Tina from the Mercer Chamber.
Oh,
she
good.
Came down,
uh-huh.
and she even came fishing with us one day.
And did you catch fish?
Yeah, we caught fish. Yeah, yeah. I was actually using a brand-new long rod made by CNY Custom Rods out of New York.
Mm-hmm.
He had came to St. Paul, decided that he was going to just stay for the Wausau show.
Yeah,
and
sure.
He had made me a rod in between the two shows that actually helped develop. I mean, he had no idea what a long rod was 3 years ago when I won a little competition on his Facebook page.
Hmm.
And I'd asked him for one, and he designed a completely new design, nothing that's ever been in the industry for a long rod.
Really?
It truly is amazing. And we went out, and I used it on Sunday morning kind of in full, and I pounded on fish. It was a lot of fun.
Long rod meaning what?
It's a long rod through blank. The line actually runs through the blank, but it actually runs through the back of the rod. The line doubles back from the reel and comes back through the butt end of the rod and up, and he's got it where we actually added a strike indicator to it this weekend.
Interesting.
And we're using it that way, and it catches fish, man.
How long is it?
It's 51 inches.
That is a long rod.
Yeah, absolutely. No eyes on it. You know, it goes through the blank. You know, and the, everybody, I get the, well, is it going to freeze up and things like that? Well, the idea of the long rod, you're not actually reeling it. It's long to allow you to stand back from the hole, and then there's that much more line you actually have out in front of you. You just simply lift the fish up out of the water.
Yeah, so. Sounds like a new product HT ought to get involved in.
Well, yeah, possibly. You know, I mean, he was out showing it to the different manufacturers and looking to see if anybody would be interested in it. But he's got a great Facebook page, CNY Custom Rods on Facebook, and you can see it. In fact, he put my picture up there from the other day. So.
Cool. We'll check it out. Well, I took a TV crew to the youth deer hunt at McKenzie Environmental Center up in Poinette. This was put on by the Kids and Mentors Outdoors Program, CAMO, K-A-M-O. And we were with a couple of brothers, Sam and Isaac Brewer. And their dad brought the three boys, his son David. Matthew brought David, Sam, and Isaac. And I don't know how they did on Saturday evening and Sunday, but Saturday morning Sam shot an 8-point buck, and he was ecstatic. It was his first deer, and we got him on camera for Outdoor Wisconsin with his deer. And field dressing his first deer, I got him up to his elbows in the blood and guts. And he had fun with that. But anyway, it was a great time, and it's a great program. Check it out. It's camokids.org, spelled with a K, K-A-M-O-K-I-D-S.org. And this week, and you know, for a few more days, I'm test driving a 2014 Chevy Silverado pickup. And let me tell you, I'm easily spoiled. If anybody's looking for a nice Christmas present for that guy on your list, and you got 50 G's to drop on a new truck, or you can get a good loan, this is a beautiful truck. It's of course, I suppose a lot of the new vehicles have this voice activated radio tuning, GPS. Voice activated everything practically. Keeps you on the road with a little vibration on your seat on the right side or the left side when you wander too far off the road, you know, or off the center line. I don't text while I drive like some young people do, but I'm looking for deer and turkeys, you know, and so once in a while I'm over by the line, and all of a sudden, whoops, I got to come back. And, you know, the mileage I got with this thing was right on the money from what the dial
stickers
was telling me.
Yeah, okay.
Well, and no, but it was telling me I was averaging 17.8, 17.9.
Oh, okay.
And then when I filled it up with gas and did the math, and right on the money.
Yeah.
So, you know,
cool.
About 18 miles a gallon averaging, and I didn't put a deer in it. I wanted to, but they had a truck to haul that deer out. But anyway, I had a lot of fun, and appreciate the folks at Chevrolet. They loan me a truck once in a while to test drive. And I got to say, the Silverado 1500 with a crew cab, four-wheel drive, I drove it through snow. It's a beautiful truck. I am very easily spoiled, and I hope I get a chance to drive another one sometime.
Sure. Well, you know, obviously Christmas right around the corner,
yeah.
Just a few days away. Some last-minute Christmas gifts. We can mention a few of them here. You know, I got to plug HT. You know,
Absolutely, good reason.
Right, we were at the sports show. There's a lot of great items that are, you know, under $50 you can pick up for the ice fisherman in your life. And, you know, folks that maybe just getting into the sport, HT Enterprises is really a great product to pick up. Icefish.com. People can go on and check out the catalog.
Absolutely. And our sponsor, Meyer Brothers Old Fashioned Mix, for about $10, a bottle of Meyer Brothers will make about 50 cocktails, and you can check them out at themeyerbrothers.com and find one of the 400 or 500 retailers that they have throughout the state.
The ZippoOutdoor.com website's got the Woodsman,
yeah.
The 4-in-1 Woodsman.
Yeah.
You know, the first thing I thought of is a handy guy out in the woods. You're going to have everything you're going to need. Check out the 4-in-1 Woodsman for another great idea.
Absolutely, and I'm going to use it for a tip on Outdoor Wisconsin as well, a fire building tip coming up. And if you've got an old firearm that you've thought about reconditioning or repairing, gunsmith Roger Williams of Northern Magnetic Gunsmithing in Fredonia, fixguns.com, he can take care of that for you. Well, we have a giveaway this week. Jiffy's full auger case from Feldman Engineering is our giveaway, and it'll fit a Jiffy or any brand of auger, so check it out at JiffyOnIce.com. And if you'd like to win one, give us a call at 414-297-7554 and leave your name, phone number, and mention the Jiffy giveaway.
We'll talk to Brandon Helm of the Theodore Roosevelt Conservation Partnership about the conservation elements of the federal budget we've all heard so much about. Jiffy Pro Staffer Jim O'Brien shares some advice on early ice fishing. And author Mark Parman talks about the new book, A Passion for Grouse. All that and more coming up next on Outdoors Radio.
Bennett's Meadowood Country Club, 2009 Freeport Road, just off Raymond Road and Highway 151, serves working man lunches and evening specials Monday through Friday. Stop in for great sandwiches and burgers, a fantastic Friday fish fry, and more at prices that are hard to beat. Bennett's Meadowood Country Club, where real people hang out. You'll always have friends at Bennett's, 2009 Freeport Road, just off Raymond Road and Highway 151 in Madison.
Another exciting ice season is about to begin, and HT, your innovative ice tackle leader, is primed to help make your season efficient, comfortable, and productive. Anglers across the ice belt are elated about our revolutionary Polar Fire clothing, today's most advanced cold weather clothing systems. Our all-new line of premium Polar Fire ice combos, super-sensitive Polar Fire Magnum pop-up tip-ups with ingenious magnetic trip, and large arbor tight line combos that virtually eliminate line coiling and twist. HT, your complete line of trusted, time-proven ice gear, providing the power to perform.
Out here, everything starts with getting through the ice. That's why you need an ice drill that not only starts every time, but is versatile enough to go wherever you do, however you do. Introducing the Jiffy Pro 4 Lite, our lightest four-stroke propane drill ever. Bred with the same legacy of relentless power the Jiffy is known the world over for. Because out here, to get to the top, you gotta get to the bottom. No matter how many holes it takes. Jiffy, we put the world on ice.
If your rifle, shotgun, handgun, or muzzleloader needs work this season, call Roger Williams at Northern Magnetic LLC. A licensed professional gunsmith for over 35 years, Roger can repair, customize, rebarrel, install sights and scope mounts, and more on all firearms makes and models. When you need a professional gunsmith, call Roger at 262-339-1798 or visit fixguns.com. That's 262-339-1798 or fixguns.com. Attention, Wisconsin hunters and conservationists. Dan Small here for SCI Badgerland Chapter. Visit scibadgerland.com and discover great member benefits. Join me and other members at fun events in South Central Wisconsin. SCI Badgerland Chapter welcomes new members who care about hunting and conservation and who want to have fun throughout the year while doing great things for the future of hunting. Learn more at scibadgerland.com. That's scibadgerland.com.
If taking a big buck is on your bucket list, it's time you get started on your buck list. And at the top of your buck list, keeping your hands and fingers warm with a Zippo hand warmer. Most deer are taken during the golden hour. But there's nothing golden about the golden hour if you leave your stand early because your fingers got too cold. A refillable, reusable, and indisposable furnace, your Zippo hand warmer, will keep your hands warm for up to 12 hours. It's easy to use. Fill it up, light it, and feel the warmth. When your hands are warm, you'll stay focused. Your movements will be slow and deliberate. You'll take the safety off quietly, and your accuracy will be true. Check off a critical item on your buck list, and be warm in your stand to stay out longer to get that buck of a lifetime with a refillable, reusable Zippo hand warmer. Visit ZippoOutdoor.com.
Welcome back to your source for the latest hunting and fishing information, Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Thanks for joining us again on Outdoors Radio. We are brought to you by Jiffy, makers of the new Pro 4 Lite propane powered ice auger and 4G four-stroke ice augers. Learn more at jiffyonice.com. Joining us for Jiffy Pro Staffer Jim O'Brien. And Jim, we've had this early ice season, and I'm sure you've had the Pro 4 Light out a few times ready, huh?
Well, I'm loving this season. You know, it's just great to have early ice like this. You know, typically we don't go out here in Waukesha County until almost after the New Year's to get safe ice, but I'm sitting in my shack right now, a comfortable probably 65 degrees in here, and I'm catching fish, so it's doing real good.
And, you know, you talk about getting early ice now, and you almost have a need for the Jiffy. I mean, you've got enough ice that the hand dogger is really not hardly an option anymore.
No, what I did is I got the Pro 4 Lite with me right now, and basically I just took my Hummingbird 597, and I downloaded all the stuff from my boat, and I just started scouting weed beds. And finding there's really not any green weeds, but, you know, just finding weeds, and that's where the fish are. And, gosh, I bet you I got probably 50, 75 holes with that thing already, and it's nice. I mounted this one up with the 6-inch auger, so it's incredibly light. I mean, they did a good job with this thing. They made it lighter, but it's still extremely durable.
Yeah, it still, you know, is a Jiffy. You can tell that. You know, you can feel it when you pick it up. That it's not all plastic. It's they did the right things and kept it strong.
Yeah, the thing I always like is the steel handles on it, because, you know, as a guide, every now and then we're kind of beat the things around and stuff. And I'll tell you, with that steel handles, you know, if you accidentally drop it, they protect everything that's on there. And It's just a good all-around unit. It's still propane. It's 18% lighter. The auger bit that they have with it, I'm drilling right now probably through close to 5, almost 6 inches of ice. I'm in shallow bays right now fishing, and it just goes through like butter. I'll tell you, it's really a very good machine.
Yeah,
I'm extremely happy with it.
I put mine through its paces this last weekend, and I had a great time with it. I was going through about 9 to 11 inches of ice, and it rips right through. I mean, that XT blade on it is pretty sweet. Now, we could probably talk about the Jiffy for quite a long time, and I guess that's why we had you on the show. But we want to talk about some of the fishing you've been doing already.
Well, I'm looking at my locator right now, and I've got crappies looking right at my jig, so I'm just pausing now while we do this. But I've got supper in my little shack here, and they're really biting good. Basically, where I'm finding the fish is shallow weed beds. Right now, I'm looking, I'm only fishing 5 foot of water. I just got a little rat finky jig, and I'm using a wax worm. And the little trick that I could share with the listeners is once you put that wax worm on there, I just give it a little squeeze and kind of deflate it a little bit. And that thing will just feather. And so far, the bluegills have been hitting it, and now the crappies are starting to hit it real nice.
And you had mentioned just before, you're not really finding green weeds, and that's something we kind of preach in early ice. You get under the green weeds, but once the weeds are dying off, the oxygen level starts to deplete. But right
yeah.
now, we're kind of in between the green weeds and oxygen depletion, so you're still going to find those fish in those weeds.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I dropped the Vexar camera down, you know, when I first was scouting these areas, and it was just crazy to see the amount of fish down there. You know, it kind of really gets you excited, you know, and then you just start fishing them. And I've been popping quite a few. So it's definitely a good bite right now. Anglers should get out on this ice. Hopefully they got their Jiffy out there to drill the holes and catch some fish, because it's a blast. But it's been cold. I mean, I'm just in my little one-man shack with my little heater going, and it's pretty comfortable in here. But just to sit out in the ice, it gets kind of tough with this weather.
Yeah, and the other thing that I would recommend to folks is, you know, get that Jiffy fired up and drill the holes. Go looking for those fish. They are out there to be found, and this is the time of the year where you can really get on a hot bite. You just may have to look around a little bit more, get away from the crowds, and start popping some holes.
Yeah, and then to my amazement, too, I'm finding the walleyes. They're in the same area. They're nice and shallow. I got one so far, even, you know, fishing today, and just, you know, again, dropping the camera down just to see, actually see northern walleyes and the gills and crappies all together, and they're still hanging on this weed bed. Now, granted, it took probably about, you know, 20 holes or so to, you know, kind of just punch around to find the best areas. But, boy, once you find them, if you mark that spot, I'm coming back to the same spot setting up. In a matter of minutes, I'm catching fish. So it's really working well.
Well, you sounds like you've got your plan all ready to go. You got the Jiffy ready to go for the season. And, Jim, we're going to be checking in with you periodically just to see how things are going. We know you're going to get on some walleyes. Why don't you talk about that just real quick? How do people get a hold of you to get a trip?
I'm on Facebook. Excuse me. I'm on Facebook, Dancing with Walleyes. And I also have my website, which is dancingwithwalleyes.com. They can get a hold of me. I work real well with families, kids. That's kind of my specialty, you know, once we get good, safe ice, you know, we can start getting them out so they can have the fun of possibly even catching their first fish on the ice. You know, it's a lot better than sitting in the house in the wintertime and to get out and enjoy this great sport that we got.
Yeah, we're here in Wisconsin. We may as well find a way to enjoy it, right?
Yep, it's a lot better than sitting in the house watching fishing shows on TV. I always say, just get out there and experience it for yourself. And I'm going to be heading up north to northern Wisconsin in a little bit here, and can give you a report on what's going up on there. Usually we do real good with the walleye bite up there, so you know, I'm sure there's going to be lots of ice up there for the jiffy to go through.
Oh, I'm sure. Well, Jim, thanks so much for joining us this week.
Glad talking to you guys. Take care.
Jiffy Pro Staffer Jim O'Brien from Dances with Walleye's Guide Service, jiffyonice.com for more information about the new Pro 4 Light Propane Ice Auger or the 4G 4-Stroke Ice Augers, jiffyonice.com. More Outdoors Radio coming up next.
If taking a big buck is on your bucket list, it's time you get started on your buck list. And at the top of your buck list, keeping your hands and fingers warm with a Zippo hand warmer. Most deer are taken during the golden hour. But there's nothing golden about the golden hour if you leave your stand early because your fingers got too cold. A refillable, reusable, and indisposable furnace, your Zippo hand warmer will keep your hands warm for up to 12 hours. It's easy to use. Fill it up, light it, and feel the warmth. When your hands are warm, you'll stay focused. Your movements will be slow and deliberate. You'll take the safety off quietly, and your accuracy will be true. Check off a critical item on your buck list, and be warm in your stand to stay out longer to get that buck of a lifetime with a refillable, reusable Zippo hand warmer. Visit ZippoOutdoor.com.
Dan Small here for Wilderness Scout Hydrojet Canoes. I can't afford to be up a creek without a paddle, so I run a Hydrojet Canoe by Wilderness Scout. Powered by a clean-burning 4-stroke engine, it cruises at 6 to 8 miles an hour for 5 hours on a gallon of gas. You've seen the Wilderness Scout at all the winter sports shows and on Outdoor Wisconsin. Now test drive one on the water at Riverside Marine in Sheboygan. With the jet-powered Wilderness Scout, paddling is optional. Call Brad at 920-254-1980, 920-254-1980.
Ice fishing season is here, and that means it's bucket time. But remember that tangled mess of tip-ups, rods, lines, and hooks? Double H Outdoors presents Tip-Up Locker, the simple new organization system that fits any standard 5-gallon bucket. Tip-Up Locker securely holds 6 tip-ups of most popular styles, plus rods and other gear for worry-free transport and storage. Your gear stays put even if you drop or tip the bucket. Visit DoubleHOutdoors.com for Tip-Up Locker and other innovative solutions designed and manufactured in Wisconsin.
Out here, everything starts with getting through the ice. That's why you need an ice drill that not only starts every time, but is versatile enough to go wherever you do, however you do. Introducing the Jiffy Pro 4 Lite, our lightest 4-stroke propane drill ever. Bred with the same legacy of relentless power the Jiffy is known the world over for. Because out here, to get to the top, you gotta get to the bottom. No matter how many holes it takes. Jiffy, we put the world on ice.
Another exciting ice season is about to begin, and HT, your innovative ice tackle leader, is primed to help make your season efficient, comfortable, and productive. Anglers across the ice belt are elated about our revolutionary Polar Fire clothing, today's most advanced cold weather clothing systems. Our all-new line of premium Polar Fire ice combos, super-sensitive Polar Fire Magnum pop-up tip-ups with ingenious magnetic trip, and large arbor tight line combos that virtually eliminate line coiling and twist. HT, your complete line of trusted, time-proven ice gear, providing the power to perform.
If your rifle, shotgun, handgun, or muzzleloader needs work this season, call Roger Williams at Northern Magnetic LLC. A licensed professional gunsmith for over 35 years, Roger can repair, customize, rebarrel, install sights and scope mounts, and more on all firearms makes and models. When you need a professional gunsmith, call Roger at 262-339-1798 or visit fixguns.com. That's 262-339-1798 or fixguns.com.
Attention, Wisconsin hunters and conservationists. Dan Small here for SCI Badgerland Chapter. Visit scibadgerland.com and discover great member benefits. Join me and other members at fun events in South Central Wisconsin. SCI Badgerland Chapter welcomes new members who care about hunting and conservation and who want to have fun throughout the year while doing great things for the future of hunting. Learn more at scibadgerland.com. That's scibadgerland.com.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. Jeff Kelm is here in the studio with me, and our show is brought to you by the Ruff Grouse Society. They're celebrating more than 50 years of habitat improvement for grouse, woodcock, and other forest wildlife. You can learn more on the web at ruffgrousesociety.org. And joining us now is an author who has written quite a bit about grouse, Mark Parman. He's the author of A Grouse Hunter's Almanac, which was published several years ago, and he's a major contributor to a magnificent new book, which I reviewed in a recent issue of Wisconsin Outdoor News. You may have seen that. And that book is called A Passion for Grouse. Mark, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Now, you let's talk a little bit about grouse hunting first. You are like a small group, but there's a bunch of us, an avid grouse hunter. I guess dyed in the wool is a term that comes to mind, but how did you get interested in grouse hunting, first of all?
Well, I actually grew up in northeast Iowa near Decorah, Iowa, and there was actually a pretty decent population there in the late 70s, so friends... Dad took us one day, and I guess that's how I got my start.
Yeah. Can you still remember the first grouse you ever hit in
the air?
Yeah,
it wasn't. I mean, that was just a couple times in Iowa, and then we moved, my wife and I, Susan, moved to Wausau in 1991, mm-hmm. and I shot my first bird that fall.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. And the rest, as they say, is history.
I guess.
Now, you wrote A Grouse Hunter's Almanac. It's a little book, and it's a collection of essays about some of the places grouse hunters like to go, where you find birds. It's about dogs. It's about guns. It's about... You even have woodcock in there, of course, because woodcock are popular among grouse hunters as well. And just some musings about the things that we do and we see and we think about when we're grouse hunting or when we're not grouse hunting, actually. There's a lot of that in there, too. What was your inspiration for this book, or what were you trying to accomplish?
I think there's a large tradition of, I guess I would call it pretty good grouse hunting literature,
mm-hmm.
and I guess I was following in that tradition somewhat. I really didn't want to write a how-to book.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, I guess when I got done writing and I really realized it was about my two dogs, Gunnar and Ox, at the time. So maybe it's sort of a memorial to them as well.
Uh-huh. And grouse hunters do have that, affection for their dogs. Not that other dog owners don't. My partner here, Jeff, has a beagle, and she's more of a couch dog, but I know that she's a very important part of their family, and, you know, we love our dogs, but grouse hunters seem to have a special affection for dogs. Why do you think that is?
I guess I can only speak from my experience, but I wouldn't even hunt without a dog. I wrote an essay, actually, in there about one day I was duck hunting and mm-hmm. with a friend, and we shot a said there are thousands of ducks on this lake, and there were, and we shot a limit of ducks, and I was in almost in the UP, and I thought, well, I'm going to walk around and grouse hunt, and then I didn't have my dog because I left him home. And
mm-hmm.
I realized that I'd rather hunt with my dog than my gun, so I wouldn't hunt grouse without a dog.
And they become partners in the woods and partners after the hunt as well, again, in the tradition of people like George Bird Evans and Burton Spiller, whose names may not mean anything to a lot of listeners, but to grouse hunters, those are the early writers about our sport.
Yeah, they were both dog lovers, as George Bird Evans especially. I mean, I have setters, so I can mm-hmm. identify with him. But, yeah, mine, one's on the bed and one's on the sofa.
Yeah, yeah, there you go. Yeah. And your book was published by the University of Wisconsin Press, and it's still available, I believe, isn't it?
Yes. Well, Amazon has it. UW Press carries it. It's a lot of places.
Yeah, okay. Well, a great little book about the things we've been talking about here, and it would make a great gift for a grouse hunter or a someone who's thinking he might want to become or she might want to become a grouse hunter. So check it out. Well, Mark, let's talk now about this brand new book, A Passion for Grouse. The subtitle is The Lore and Legend of America's Premier Game Bird. It's published by Wild River Press, and they put out some really classy books. And I've got to say, I imagine you have a collection of grouse books, probably even bigger than mine, but I have never seen anything like this, and I think I've got all the grouse books, from photo books to your book to Bert Spiller's and others. This is just magnificent.
Yeah, I mean, obviously I'm biased because I'm part of the project, but yeah. I was impressed.
Yeah, it's spectacular, and you wrote I've got to say, it's, of course, there's so much important stuff in this book, but it's got to be one of the more important chapters because you wrote about hunting the Great Lakes states, and this is really grouse central from Minnesota through Wisconsin to Michigan. I don't think there's anywhere in the country, anywhere in the world, where there are more grouse or there's more habitat, and you got to write about the honey hole, so to speak.
Well, I mean, we have the highest flush rates, and I was honored to write the part.
And the photos here that go with it. Now, were some of these photographers hunting with you at the time?
I was contacted by Dennis LaBarre, who is basically I call him the wrangler. He was the agent, he's from Bend, Oregon, but he wanted to go on a hunt with a photographer last October, so I went, and the photographer's name was Hannah Stonehouse Hudson from Bayfield, and she just took some amazing photos. Some of them look like paintings.
Yes, and we know Hannah, her late husband was a regular guest on our show and a good friend of ours, Jim Hudson, who, mm-hmm. I don't know, I'm sure you know the history. He died tragically just about a year ago.
It
was January in an ice fishing accident. So Hannah took a lot of those photos. So some of those shots are your dogs.
Yeah, there's we started calling Fergus, my oldest setter, Angel in the Centerfold after the the 80s song. There's about 5 2-page spreads in there. So I don't know if that was just blind luck, but he's photogenic.
Yeah, well, I think most setters are, and they will hold still, which... flushing dogs. I had springers when I had dogs, and they just won't hold still, as you probably know.
Yeah, once the dog's on point, it's obviously a lot easier to photograph.
Yeah. So, what did you try to accomplish in your chapter?
When Dennis originally contacted me, you know, he gave me some fairly loose parameters, but they wanted some narrative, some of my experiences in the field, and they wanted a history of hunting in this area of the country and some of the writers, and a feel for grouse hunting in the upper Midwest.
Mm-hmm. And you've certainly done that. You really crossed the three states, and I imagine you've hunted all three states.
I have not hunted in Minnesota. Mm-hmm. I've hunted in Wisconsin and the UP, which I guess sometimes I think the UP is an extension of Wisconsin.
Yeah, well, when I lived up north, there was a movement to create the state of Superior. It wasn't brand new in the 70s, but it was a thought that came around now and again because the UP is really more an extension of the lake counties of northern Wisconsin than it is of the below-the-bridge counties of Michigan, as they're come to be called.
You cross the Montreal River from Hurley to Ironwood and you don't even know it.
Right, but you do need a different license over there.
Yeah, and they have different stoplights.
Yeah, exactly. Your chapter, of course, covers the North Woods grouse, the heart of grouse country, but there are some other chapters as well. Of course, grouse of New England, probably where most of the classic writing was done, Evans and Spiller and others, and And then a lot about guns and dogs and the future of grouse, and talking with some biologists as well. And, of course, Keith Crowley's got a chapter in there on Gordon McQuarrie, who was a big grouse hunter, as we all know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's just about, I mean, if you're historically connected to grouse hunting, it seems like you're in there. So I think there's a good range of old and new, and excellent photography as well in the book.
There certainly is. And now, this book, it's available pretty much everywhere, I would imagine, isn't it?
No, I think it's direct sales from Wild River Press.
Oh, it is. Okay.
Yes. I believe that's our website, wildriverpress.com.
Yeah, yeah. All right. Well, we are pretty much out of time here. Gosh, we could talk for about an hour about this book. But let me ask you about future projects. Have you got something in the works that we can look forward to?
I've been jotting down notes for another collection of essays, but I guess I don't have a time period or I haven't contacted a publisher yet for that, but I'm working on it, I guess.
More on
grouse. I need to hunt more.
We all do, I think. More on grouse or something else this time?
Yeah, I mean, that's the majority of my hunting. I hunt deer just because I love venison. But I pretty much spend all my time grouse hunting.
Uh-huh. All right. Well, Mark, good to talk with you, and thanks for sharing your thoughts on these two books. And wish you happy holidays and good sales for both books.
Well, thank you.
You bet. That was Mark Parman. He is the author of A Grouse Hunter's Almanac and also a contributor to A Passion for Grouse, a great new book by Wild River Press, and you can learn more at wildriverpress.com. Our show brought to you by the Ruffed Grouse Society on the web at ruffedgrousesociety.org. More Outdoors Radio straight ahead. Dan Small here for Wilderness Scout Hydrojet Canoes. I can't afford to be up a creek without a paddle, so I run a Hydrojet canoe by Wilderness Scout. Powered by a clean-burning four-stroke engine, it cruises at 6 to 8 miles an hour for 5 hours on a gallon of gas. You've seen the Wilderness Scout at all the winter sports shows and on Outdoor Wisconsin. Now test drive one on the water at Riverside Marine in Sheboygan. With the jet-powered Wilderness Scout, paddling is optional. Call Brad at 920-254-1980, 920-254-1980.
Ice fishing season is here, and that means it's bucket time. But remember that tangled mess of tip-ups, rods, lines, and hooks? Double H Outdoors presents Tip-Up Locker, the simple new organization system that fits any standard 5-gallon bucket. Tip-Up Locker securely holds 6 tip-ups of most popular styles, plus rods and other gear for worry-free transport and storage. Your gear stays put even if you drop or tip the bucket. Visit HHOutdoors.com for Tip-Up Locker and other innovative solutions designed and manufactured in Wisconsin.
Attention, Wisconsin hunters and conservationists. Dan Small here for SCI Badgerland Chapter. Visit scibadgerland.com and discover great member benefits. Join me and other members at fun events in South Central Wisconsin. SCI Badgerland Chapter welcomes new members who care about hunting and conservation and who want to have fun throughout the year while doing great things for the future of hunting. Learn more at scibadgerland.com. That's scibadgerland.com.
If taking a big buck is on your bucket list, it's time you get started on your buck list. And at the top of your buck list, keeping your hands and fingers warm with a Zippo hand warmer. Most deer are taken during the golden hour. But there's nothing golden about the golden hour if you leave your stand early because your fingers got too cold. A refillable, reusable, and indisposable furnace, your Zippo hand warmer, will keep your hands warm for up to 12 hours. It's easy to use. Fill it up, light it, and feel the warmth. When your hands are warm, you'll stay focused. Your movements will be slow and deliberate. You'll take the safety off quietly, and your accuracy will be true. Check off a critical item on your buck list, and be warm in your stand to stay out longer to get that buck of a lifetime with a refillable, reusable Zippo hand warmer. Visit ZippoOutdoor.com. Ice fishing season is here, and that means it's bucket time. But remember that tangled mess of tip-ups, rods, lines, and hooks? Double H Outdoors presents Tip-Up Locker, The simple new organization system that fits any standard 5-gallon bucket. Tip-up locker securely holds 6 tip-ups of most popular styles, plus rods and other gear for worry-free transport and storage. Your gear stays put even if you drop or tip the bucket. Visit HOUTDOORS.com for tip-up locker and other innovative solutions designed and manufactured in Wisconsin.
Bennett's Meadowood Country Club, 2009 Freeport Road, just off Raymond Road and Highway 151, serves working man lunches and evening specials Monday through Friday. Stop in for great sandwiches and burgers, a fantastic Friday fish fry, and more at prices that are hard to beat. Bennett's Meadowood Country Club, where real people hang out. You'll always have friends at Bennett's, 2009 Freeport Road, just off Raymond Road and Highway 151 in Madison.
Welcome back to your source for the latest hunting and fishing information, Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Thanks for joining us on Outdoors Radio. Dan Small here with Jeff Kelm in the studio. And joining us now is Brandon Helm. He is with the Theodore Roosevelt Conservation Partnership in Washington, D.C. Brandon, thanks so much for joining us.
Hey, Dan. Thanks for having me.
Now, you are in D.C., but you have some Wisconsin connections, right?
I do. I grew up in Fond du Lac, Wisconsin. Spent much of my youth walleye fishing in Lake Winnebago and deer hunting up near Crivitz, Wisconsin. I also did my undergraduate degree at University of Wisconsin. So, long history in the great state.
I guess so. Yes. And how about those Packers last weekend?
It was a nail biter, wasn't it?
It was. Yes, a spectacular game. But we called to talk to you about the Theodore Roosevelt Conservation Partnership and some things that are going on or not going on in the federal budget process. And
sure.
Let's talk about the partnership first. What is the Theodore Roosevelt Conservation Partnership?
Sure. So the Theodore Roosevelt Conservation Partnership, or PRCP for short, we are a partnership of 37 organizations, from the likes of the Nature Conservancy all the way over to Ducks Unlimited and Pheasants Forever, who have strong membership bases in the state of Wisconsin. So what we do, we here in D.C. try to leverage the collective voices of all of these, hunting and angling organizations and conservation organizations who partner with us. And we look for opportunities to promote conservation and promote hunting and angling opportunities through strong federal policy that supports those things.
And the federal funding has had quite an impact here in Wisconsin. There are several programs, but there are several that you wanted to focus on, aren't there?
Yeah, certainly. And, I guess I can give a real quick update on exactly where the federal budget process is now, real high level, and then talk about a few of these programs.
Sure.
That are definitely beneficial to Wisconsin sportsmen. So as many people have heard, a lot of the news stories that folks have been hearing about over the last few months has sort of focused on a budget resolution that was negotiated by Wisconsin's own Paul Ryan and Patty Murray of Washington State. So more or less what they did, they hashed out an overall funding level for the federal government, which, in this environment here was no small feat. And, many people here are commending them for the hard work they've done. So if that, resolution passes the House and Senate, which it likely will, there's another committee called the Appropriations Committee, and they will craft legislation that, sets funding levels for conservation programs and for programs that benefit sportsmen across the country, including in Wisconsin. So, that process will be getting going here in the coming weeks, and it's a very exciting and pivotal time for funding for conservation.
And what are those some of those programs?
Sure. Well, I'll touch on a few here that that are TRCP priorities, and that especially have had major impacts in Wisconsin. There's one program called Voluntary Public Access.
Mm-hmm.
Part of TRCP's mission, we like to say that access to quality places to hunt and fish is one of the primary reasons that hunters and anglers lose interest in the sport. And this, outstanding program was authorized as part of the 2008 Farm Bill. It's administered by the Wisconsin DNR, and what it does, it provides financial incentives for private landowners to open up their property to public hunting and angling. Some of your listeners may have seen some of the signs out in the field for these properties that are you know, receiving benefits under this program or opened up because of this program. They're kind of a white and green sign. This is private lands leased for public access.
Yep, yep, I've seen them.
Mm-hmm. So it's this is a hugely beneficial program. Helps to alleviate hunting pressure on other public lands in Wisconsin, creates some fantastic opportunities for Wisconsin sportsmen. The DNR reports that, before the VPA HIP program went into effect, there was about 14,000 acres of private land open to public access in Wisconsin. And after VPA HIP, that number went up to about 42,000. So,
wow.
Hugely beneficial for access to Wisconsin sportsmen.
Okay. And then there's one called EQIP, right?
Yeah, so EQIP is another farm bill program, that helps farmers deal with some of the technical issues associated with reducing runoff, reducing more or less the environmental impact of their operations. This is another great program that's sort of a build a strong partnership between the federal government, the state government, and landowners to kind of help them help them make sure their operations are as conservation friendly as possible.
Well, now, if the Appropriations Committee is about to vote on funding for these programs, is there any danger that they might not get funded?
Well, there certainly is. The VPA HIP program, or the Access Program I spoke about a minute ago,
mm-hmm.
It was zeroed out a few years back, and we haven't seen any funding for new leases or for additional acres to be added to that into that program for some time. There was also a funding bill that was debated a little bit sort of earlier on in this whole, budget and funding, overall budget and funding debate, which would have, completely eliminated funding for a few of our flagship conservation programs like the Wetlands Conservation Act, the Land and Water Conservation Fund, and a grants program called the State and Tribal Wildlife Grants. These programs have certainly been targeted by Congress in the past, and this is something that we like to ask sportsmen to stay vigilant, keep an eye on the process, and be ready to call in your congressman and promote the benefits of these programs as decisions are being made about funding.
So, is this something you suggest we do? Is this a time? Is this a good time to do that? To contact our congressman?
Well, any time you want to give your congressman a ring and kind of bend his ear about or her ear about the importance of conservation funding, that's always a good time. But, right now is especially pivotal, just because in the coming weeks these appropriations bills, and those specifically that fund conservation programs, are going to be, debated. The next major budget deadline that Congress has set for itself is January 15th of this year. So, in the early days of January, there'll be a lot of activity up here in Capitol Hill surrounding funding for programs, these specifically and many others that are important to sportsmen. You can check out our website, trcp.org, for more updates on our Facebook page as well. Specifically in the next month or so, and the closer we get to January 15th is a great time to call in and to talk about the importance of conservation with a staff member at your congressman's office.
Well, I'm glad that you pointed out some of these details, because I think here in Wisconsin, and I suspect it's true in other states as well, oftentimes we're focused on local issues. We're focused maybe on state issues. We know the DNR has a lot to do with where we can hunt and how much game we have. But we hear about the Farm Bill. It's kind of one of these ephemeral things that we don't really understand the impact of.
Sure.
But if you talk about the voluntary public access program, 4,200 acres, and the fact that could possibly go away, there's 4,000 acres guys couldn't hunt next year, maybe.
Yeah, absolutely. And it is a lot of the federal policy can be confusing unless you sort of live and breathe it day in and day out like us policy wonks here in D.C. But it does have an enormous impact on the ground for hunters and anglers in the states. And, a lot of these programs, like you said, voluntary public access especially, that means acres on the ground that are open to hunting and angling. Wetlands Conservation Act, those are acres of wetlands that are conserved, many of them that wouldn't be there otherwise. promoting wildlife or waterfowl numbers, and, you know, good wildlife habitat for a lot of species. So, you know, definitely is a strong tie between the, you know, the experience that many hunters and anglers have on the ground in Wisconsin and what's going on here in Washington.
Well, Brandon, thanks so much for sharing and enlightening us on these issues. We're glad to be here in Wisconsin where we can enjoy these public lands, and we're glad that you're there in D.C. working hard so that we can keep enjoying this. I hope you get home once in a while.
I do, actually. I'll be headed home this Saturday to see family and hopefully catch some walleyes on Lake Winnebago while I'm there. So.
All right. Well, good luck to you and happy holidays, and we'll send folks to your website, trcp.org.
That sounds great. Thanks so much, Dan. Thanks for having me.
You bet. Brandon Helm with the Theodore Roosevelt Conservation Partnership in Washington. More Outdoors Radio right after this.
The Midwest's largest fishing website, lake-link.com, is your online fishing resource. 90% of Lake Link's features are yours to use free of charge. And members get access to Lake Link's online lake map library, lets you get GPS coordinates of any spot on the lake, and export waypoints to your onboard electronics. Members also get free outdoor classified ads, discounts on online store merchandise, and a whole lot more. You can also listen to Outdoors Radio 24/7 on Lake Link. Listen to this week's show, catch any of our past shows, subscribe to our podcast, or even sign up for our weekly e-newsletter so you'll know in advance what's coming up right here. Just type in the keyword radio. See what you've been missing. Log on to lake-link.com today. That's lake-link.com.
Out here, everything starts with getting through the ice. That's why you need an ice drill that not only starts every time, but is versatile enough to go wherever you do, however you do. Introducing the Jiffy Pro 4 Lite, our lightest four-stroke propane drill ever. Bred with the same legacy of relentless power the Jiffy is known the world over for. Because out here, to get to the top, you gotta get to the bottom. No matter how many holes it takes. Jiffy, we put the world on ice.
Another exciting ice season is about to begin, and HT, your innovative ice tackle leader, is primed to help make your season efficient, comfortable, and productive. Anglers across the ice belt are elated about our revolutionary Polar Fire clothing, today's most advanced cold weather clothing systems. Our all-new line of premium Polar Fire ice combos, super-sensitive Polar Fire Magnum pop-up tip-ups with ingenious magnetic trip, and large arbor tight line combos that virtually eliminate line coiling and twist. HT, your complete line of trusted, time-proven ice gear, providing the power to perform.
If your rifle, shotgun, handgun, or muzzleloader needs work this season, call Roger Williams at Northern Magnetic LLC. A licensed professional gunsmith for over 35 years, Roger can repair, customize, rebarrel, install sights and scope mounts, and more on all firearms makes and models. When you need a professional gunsmith, call Roger at 262-339-1798 or visit fixguns.com. That's 262-339-1798 or fixguns.com.
Welcome back to your source for the latest hunting and fishing information, Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Outdoors Radio is brought to you by Cedar Lake Sales on Highway 33 West in West Bend, on the web at cedarlakesales.com. I'm Jeff Kelm in the studio with Dan. Welcome back to the program.
And we have an electronic newsletter that we send out each and every week to thousands of subscribers. If you don't subscribe, you can check it out on my website, dansmalloutdoors.com. And if you like it, you can subscribe right there. Our TV show, Outdoor Wisconsin, next Thursday, the 26th, I will be joining the Cops and Kids Foundation volunteers and some campers from Camp Powwow for a kids fishing outing on Menominee Park Lake. It's a lot of fun. And Deb Wolniak tours the Wildlife in Need Center in Oconomowoc, and Diane Martin is visiting the Nita Mine in Dodge County, winter home to, get this, 500,000 bats, the third largest bat sanctuary in North America. And don't forget the Outdoor Wisconsin Banquet coming up February 26th, our 30th anniversary show season, and about the 22nd or 23rd annual banquet.
Cool. Yeah, our calendar of events for this show is online at dansmalloutdoors.com. Plus, you can listen to us there 24/7. Also at lake-link.com/DSO radio.
And our giveaway one more time, a Jiffy full auger case from Feldman Engineering. And if you want to get in on the drawing, there are two ways. Give us a call at 414-297-7554 or email us at outdoorsradio@gmx.com and leave your name and phone number and mention the Jiffy giveaway. Well, I'm Dan Small. I'm here with Jeff Kelman. We want to wish you a Merry Christmas and a happy holiday season. And join us again next week for a special holiday edition of Outdoors Radio.
You've been listening to Outdoors Radio, your source for the latest hunting and fishing information. Find more Outdoors Radio online at dansmalloutdoors.com. Brought to you by LakeLink, your online fishing resource at lake-link.com.
When my lazy Ike is just too lazy to lure, when the worms go dry in the coffee can, honey, I'll be true.